excited and thirsty for those connections again. It was not having it made clear its necessity.
That is Danny Hoyt talking about how important it is to again have a bridge connecting Edmonton communities north and south of the North Saskatchewan River. After 5 years of construction, the Dewatinau Bridge officially opened in December of 2021. Dewatinau means valley in Cree. The new 260-meter bridge connecting Cloverdale and Riverdale features two LRT tracks and a shared-use pathway below for pedestrians and cyclists to access River Valley trails. The ceiling of the bridge features artwork by Edmonton artist David Garneau. His Métis family settled in the area back in 1874. Garneau created the 400 panels with a team of assistants. The panels are a homage to the history, nature, and First Nations and Métis presence in the region. Danny Hoyt is a former president of the Riverdale Community League. He and his wife moved to Riverdale a year before the old bridge came down and really missed it when it was no longer there.
The space itself provided kind of a vantage point to kind of view the city. So you see a lot of Edmontonians taking in the sights and kind of chatting with each other in the evening. And we lost that when the bridge was gone. And not only did we lose it, but we lost it for an extended period. And so there were kids who started school in Riverdale and finished school without ever having experienced that sense of connection.
But now that connection has been restored, and Hoyt says it's clear he wasn't the only one who missed it.
When we had the reopening, and community members from Riverdale and community members from Cloverdale walked across the bridge in kind of these large gangs and merged at the middle, you knew that you weren't the only one, and it was just an immediate and clear, resounding reconnection. We had people kind of yelling from Riverdale side and Cloverdale side, and then all at once, and you could tell that, and it that you weren't the only one who missed it, and you weren't the only one who felt good about that reconnection. It was really a beautiful moment, and ever since, we've been reconnected. You see people kind of walking through Riverdale that are from Cloverdale and Cloverdale from Riverdale, and it's just, you feel like you're part of Edmonton again.
Hoyt is not only happy to again have that connection, but also with the kind of connection the new bridge is.
I felt very glad that we ended up with the bridge that we were promised. This bridge has these wide outlooks. It incorporates a wooden element and art. And so you feel grounded, you feel like the bridge is not just a crossing, it is a venue, a space of place, I guess, where you're allowed to stay and you're allowed to look and you're allowed to just rest. And so I'm very happy with the way that it turned out. Of course, like I said, we would have loved for it to be done earlier, but now that it's here, we're just full of gratitude for the fact that we are now connected to our neighbors and to some history, and like I said, our Indigenous people.
Sandy Fleming lives on the other side of the river, in Cloverdale. He agrees with Hoyt's take.
It's been really nice being able to walk across that new bridge. It was a long closure, but I think it's been well worth the wait. It's beautiful the way that they've designed it, with the art installation along the ceiling as you walk along, and the wide platform. I think it's a really inviting space.
Danny Hoyt adds there may be another connection restored by the new bridge as well, for wildlife.
We have in Riverdale, we have like a small deer population and coyote population. We've always known that they're there, and we always, for the most part, get along. And we occasionally lose a cat to them, but for the most part, we all get along together. When the bridge was out, we actually ended up with a little bit of a problem because this crossing was gone and they could no longer access much of the river valley.
The coyotes started nesting in Riverdalians' yards and building dens.
So we had some litters underneath the doorsteps of some of our neighbors. It raised the hairs on the back of some people's necks with young children or whatnot. They were worried about it. They had no major incidents, so we were okay.
Now that the bridge is open, Hoyt says the community is seeing a little bit less of that animal behavior. The bridge provides more access for animals to be able to go back and forth and find places that are more accommodating.
So it again provides a wildlife crossing as much as a human one.